From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Our top story continues to be the U.S. military strike against Syria. On President Donald Trump's order, U.S. destroyers launched missiles into Syria Thursday night in retaliation for chemical weapons attack blamed on President Bashar al-Assad's forces that killed about 100 civilians. President Trump issued this statement at his presidential retreat in southern Florida, that is, following the strike.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council. Years of previous attempts at changing Assad's behavior have all failed, and failed very dramatically. As a result, the refugee crisis continues to deepen, and the region continues to destabilize, threatening the United States and its allies.
The dozens of Tomahawk cruise missiles targeted an airbase in western Syria in retaliation for the chemical weapons attack that American officials believe Syrian government aircraft launched with a nerve gas. Syrian state TV called the U.S. strike an act of aggression. Early Friday, Russia responded by saying its relations with Washington would likely deteriorate after the U.S. missile strikes. The deputy chairman of the Defense Committee said Moscow may terminate interaction with the U.S. military regarding Syria. Russia also said it would seek an urgent meeting of the U.N. Security Council to discuss the U.S. act of aggression in Syria. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.